Good afternoon. Another great day in progress across interior New York and New England with plenty of sunshine. Some clouds mixing in well out in advance of a storm system that will be heading our way for tomorrow. Still enough sunshine with low humidity to bring a comfortable afternoon as highs will reach up into the middle and upper 70s. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken tonight, and as a result, not nearly as cool as earlier in the week, with overnight lows mainly in the lower 60s. There's even the chance of a few scattered showers before sunrise. Storm system will approach tomorrow. The brunt of it will head north into Canada, but a cool front will drag through the region during the afternoon, producing mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and perhaps even a couple of thunderstorms. Temperatures out ahead of this system will push into the upper 70s. Drier and cooler air will start to flow in on Thursday night, and especially during the day Friday behind this system will return to sunshine, but temperatures will only reach the high 60s to around 70 on Friday afternoon. Another weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will head through on Saturday. This, combined with a little bit of moisture, will produce a few scattered rain showers. Temperatures, though, will be the big story and continue to cool with highs only in the mid-60s on Saturday. High pressure will bring us back to sunshine on Sunday, but still on the cooler side, middle to upper 60s, and mid to upper 60s with mostly sunny skies stretching into Monday of next week. Another disturbance will head our way on Tuesday of next week with a renewed chance for showers and highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Ozarks, the Mid-Mississippi Valley, the lower Ohio Valley, and southern Great Lakes. Instability, combined with unidirectional winds and ample speed shear in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, will be favorable for squall line development. The stronger cells embedded in the line should have a wind-damaged threat. The combination of thermodynamics and speed shear appear to be maximized in south-central Illinois and west-central Indiana by late afternoon today, suggesting that the wind-damaged threat could be greatest in this area. Meanwhile, flash flood watches and warnings continue for a large part of the Midwest, including Chicago. Deepening low pressure will move through the region today and tonight. The combination of strong lift and very moist air spreading into the system will result in moderate to locally heavy rainfall. And winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for the northern Rockies of Montana. 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected at elevations above 5,000 feet. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Idaho Falls and Rexburg, both in Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 80, Boston partly sunny near 70, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs near 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high 96 set in 1931, and the record low 34 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds with the chance of a shower late tonight and lows in the mid-50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and seasonably mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and seasonably mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds with the chance of a few showers late tonight and lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, and seasonably mild today with highs reaching the mid-70s, increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and seasonably mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with the chance of a passing shower by tomorrow morning and lows tonight in the lower to middle 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible, upper 70s, mostly sunny near 70 on Friday. A chance of showers Saturday in the mid-60s, mostly sunny, mid-60s Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, mid to upper 60s, and upper 60s with a chance of showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.